The Baltimore Concert Opera is rounding out their current season with Rossini's Semiramide returning to Rossini once more for this production. And this is Friday the 7th and Sunday the 9th at Mount Vernon Place, the Engineers Club there. It's such a pleasure to welcome the Baltimore Concert Opera Managing Director, Courtney Kulbecker, to the studio. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thanks again.
I see that you are billing this as the last truly Baroque opera. What makes it so?
You know, Rossini was hearkening back to his youth in this writing. He was employing that florid vocal writing and really taking it to its zenith in this piece. This piece was written 10 years after Tancredi, which we did earlier in the season. And here we have him circling back and really tying a bow on this whole era, this Baroque opera tradition. It's phenomenal.
So you have a pants roll, right? Which also suggests that.
Absolutely, absolutely. So one of the main roles is Arsace, who is this young warrior who is played by a mezzo-soprano, Alexandra Romano, who is superb. And these kinds of heroic roles were often performed by women or, you know, castrati in those days. Today we don't have those, but we have some amazing mezzo-sopranos. And it has this spectacular vocal writing that really encompasses all of that heroic sound and florid coloratura.
Tell me about some of the other singers.
Well, in the title role, we have Lindsay Osi, who is a soprano that just has this crystalline tone. And she sings the role of this queen who's struggling to hold on to the throne, which she stole from her husband. And we also have Daniel Mobbs singing her lover, Azur, which is an amazing role because it includes a lot of coloratura for bass baritone, which is not something you hear every day, and he is spectacular at it. The whole cast is just really at the top of their game with this kind of repertoire, and we're really looking forward to featuring them.
So, like Bernstein's Candide, this is based on the original story of Voltaire. And yes. So, what is the libretto like? Because very often I think an opera is a little bit let down by its libretto.
This is a very dramatic libretto. We have everything from ghosts appearing to, you know, exhort these poor royals to revenge. We have mistaken identities and all sorts of exciting plot twists that is really a hallmark of the Baroque tradition. You know, it gives you a chance to really think about what's happening next and then sing a beautiful aria about it.
This is Semiramide, Rossini's opera, which will be presented by Baltimore Concert Opera in the gorgeous Grand Ballroom at the Engineers Club at Mount Vernon Place. And this is Friday, and that is at 7:30 p.m. and on Sunday at 3 p.m. You can find more detail on their website at baltimoreconcertopera.com. Always such a pleasure to speak to the company's managing director, Courtney Kulbecker. Thanks as always for coming in.
Thank you so much.